The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Joe Biden is donezo, and Democrats have fallen in line for Kamala Harris, who at this point will be the nominee unless something absolutely crazy happens. Donald Trump immediately posted this attack ad, and it sounds like they've been prepping for this and knew that Biden was going to step down for a while because they were ready to post it, and it was absolutely brutal. Check it out.
Kamala was in on it. She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health, tireless, vibrant, and I have no doubt about the strength of the work that we have done.
But Kamala knew Joe couldn't do the job, so she did it. Look what she got done. A border invasion, runaway inflation, the American dream dead. They created this mess. Kamala owns this failed record.
So I've said it before, and I will say it again. Donald Trump and his staff are running a campaign like 10 times better and more disciplined than the last time or in 2016. This is the exact message that they need to send towards voters. Biden wasn't just bad because of his age. I mean, obviously that was bad, but most people didn't even know about that. It sounds crazy, but most people didn't even know about it until late June because of the debate. But before everybody saw how old he was, his approval was incredibly low. And the reason why was because he is blowing our country to crap. That is, at the end of the day, his age sure was a factor, but people did not like Biden for the politician he was, and Kamala Harris and her policies are complicit in that because she's part of the ticket. She was part of those policies, especially, I mean, for instance, being the immigration czar, she is directly responsible for what's going on at our border. People forget that Biden's polling was bad before the debate. It wasn't just after the debate. It's been bad this whole race. So it isn't just an age thing. People hate what Biden and Harris are doing for the country. So never mind Kamala Harris's ridiculous political career or cackle or, you know, all the gaffes that she's made. Their policies killed 13 soldiers in Afghanistan. Their policies have made millions of immigrants, illegal immigrants, come into this country. They've created 40-year inflation. So Trump's job, if you're Trump and you want to win this election, at this point it seems that Kamala Harris is going to be the woman that you're going to be up against. You need to think, how do I make the referendum on her? And it's actually quite easy because she was in the ticket. It would be so much harder if Democrats had put forward Josh Shapiro, or if they had put forth Gavin Newsom's tough because you can have a referendum on him, but at least he's only hurt the lives of people in California, right? And if you're living in, I live in Utah, if you're living in Arizona, you know, the swing states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Gavin Newsom hasn't ruined your life yet. And so you might still be okay to vote for him. But Kamala Harris has hurt the lives of many Americans. This is why I think the Democrats have made a severe miscalculation by supporting her. Because in the same way that Joe Biden, that this election was going to be on a referendum on Joe Biden, it can be a referendum on Kamala Harris because she is completely complicit. And not only is she like very truly responsible, she admits her responsibility to all this. At no point has she been like, no, Joe Biden did those things, I didn't want to do those things. No, she is actively saying, I support everything Joe Biden's done. I support all the things we've done with the economy, all of our foreign policy gaffes, all of the immigration crap. And so it makes it very easy for Donald Trump to turn around and say, doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden, doesn't matter if it's Kamala Harris, it's crap no matter what. And if you're Donald Trump, you absolutely have to do that. It's not enough to just say, you know, for Democrats, it's not enough just to say that she's not a walking corpse like Joe Biden was, so she's a good candidate. She's got awful policy, and so Democrats are going to have to grapple with that if Donald Trump will focus the message on what he did in this political campaign or in this political ad. It will go very well for him, and his polls will continue to skyrocket. Let's talk about the odds of Kamala Harris winning this thing, however. Kamala Harris it might not be the Deus Ex Machina that Democrats were hoping for. And if you don't know what that is, that, I mean, it's Latin for, you know, God in a machine. And it is Captain America going forward, seeing Thanos. You know, it's him versus Thanos, and then all the Avengers come behind him. And make no mistake, Kamala Harris is no Avenger, and I'm going to show you why. Polls aren't everything. Before I go into this, before I show you the polls, the numbers, polls are not everything. I admit this. And obviously the polls will change a lot, especially in the next 10 days. We're going to get a lot more accurate polling because people aren't going to be kind of they're not going to be pulled off of a hypothetical. They're going to be pulled off of something that is happening at this point. And so I'll put that disclaimer out there, but still it's the best data we have. So I think it's very interesting to look at. Today I'll show you why Kamala is not any better for Dems than Biden was. So for starters, Kamala's favorability is 38% to Donald Trump's 42%. That is probably the most concrete poll that we've had. The reason why it's more concrete is because favorability doesn't matter if you're, you know, where you are, right? It doesn't matter if you're a president, if you're a former president, if you're a vice president. Favorability is favorability. So the fact that Donald Trump already has a 4-point lead is massive. So here's a string of polls that I want to show you, though, and these are recent polls. These are from July. And again, July, even though we didn't know for sure that Kamala Harris would be the presumptive nominee for Democrats, people have known, right? I mean, we've known that Biden is donezo. After the showing, the debate, it was pretty clear. So let me show you these polls really quick. These first three came in literally yesterday, directly after. It's safe to assume, though, these polls weren't taken once people knew about her being, you know, the presumptive nominee. So again, take it with a grain of salt, but it's still important to look. In none of these three polls, again, this is the general election, not in any specific state, in none of these polls does Kamala Harris pull ahead. In fact, the best one is Trump plus two, which, as we've talked about, this is about the popular vote. And if Democrats win the popular vote, that doesn't mean they're going to win the presidency. So plus two is still awful. And then, of course, you have plus eight and plus six. Plus eight, that is a blowout. That is insane. Am I saying that's going to happen? I'm not necessarily saying that's going to happen, but just as a reminder, and again, this is people's critique of the polling, and it's totally fair. Polling, though, however, it tends to go more Democrat. On average, Joe Biden was up about 8%, and it was a razor thin election. So could the polls be, you know, moving toward, like, could it be biased towards Donald Trump? It could be. It's never happened. So if it's biased, I'm just saying it could be worse than this. 8%, super bad, could be worse because Joe Biden was up 8% and it was razor thin. He barely lost. Now, a couple more that were really fascinating. Again, this is from, you should go check out this account if you haven't. It's just Political Polls on X. They kind of take all these polls. These are really, really bad. This one was from this weekend from Forbes. Trump up 11 points on Harris. 11. And again, there's some margin there in the percentage because they're including RFK and the other third-party candidates in this, which I've said from the beginning that RFK most likely is going to be hurting the Democrats. And it's very clear in this poll that that's true. Moving on to the next one, this actually includes several states. This is really important because obviously the Electoral College is what matters. Trump is up plus six. Michigan plus two, Wisconsin plus one, Arizona plus eight. As we've talked about, if Donald Trump takes Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, which looks really likely, all he needs is to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin. And he wins. He doesn't need the other two. And so if he's up plus six in Pennsylvania, plus six is like starting to get to not swing state territory. Speaking of swing state, this poll really shocked me. In New Hampshire, which has not been considered a swing state so far, in this newest poll, if you include Kennedy and Harris, which again, New Hampshire tends to be the state of independence, so it's no surprise here that Kennedy is polling so strongly at 21%. Trump is up. If Trump wins in New Hampshire, that is huge. You can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but I believe if Trump takes Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, but does not take Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, but he does take New Hampshire, I don't believe he needs any of those other three. I don't think so. I think if he takes New Hampshire, the race is completely over. So again, if you're a Democrat, you're looking at this and you're freaking out. It is a wonder that they were, you know, pulling together for Kamala. I have to almost give them credit for being so unified. I would have thought it would be a total freak for all. for a reason. A freaky free-for-all because I thought they were just going to freak out and you were going to see 80 people jump into the race. They didn't do that. And I think in a way that was a huge mistake because Kamala Harris, again, she's not the Deus Ex Machina. She's not the God in the Machine who's going to show up and just beast mode Donald Trump. It's not going to happen. Is she better than Biden? She could be better than Biden. I'm not saying she's not. But Biden was pretty dang awful in terms of being senile and having awful policy. So sure, if Kamala is a little better than Biden, that's fine. But that doesn't mean that she's capable of beating Trump. As for my prediction in the race, so if you ask me today, I tend to follow what the prediction markets are saying, like literally the betting markets like Vegas. Read this from Forbes. This is kind of my prediction as well. Forbes reported saying, bettors on the crypto-based betting platform Polymarket and New Zealand-based Predictit are predicting Harris has an 84% chance of becoming the Democratic nominee for president after she was endorsed by President Joe Biden, yada, yada. This part's what's important, though. So 84%, I mean, it's locked in, according to them, sure. They were right about, they predicted that Biden would drop out. On Polymarket, Harris now is locked in almost a dead heat with Trump. We're at 44% to 45% in the popular vote for November. Again, popular vote doesn't matter. Although bookmakers still give him a 64% chance, a 35-point lead of winning the election. So as of today, Donald Trump is 35% more likely to win, or I mean, really, I mean, that's really double. 35% lead is actually not 35% more, that's actually double, but he has a 64% chance of winning, which is incredibly higher. That is my prediction. I think it's Trump's to lose at this point. So do Republicans need to fight like heck? Of course they do. They've always needed to. It doesn't matter how far ahead you are, but will they win if they fight like heck? Yes, it's Kamala Harris. She's awful. So fight like heck and the race is over. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.